Hey, we're on the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2017. My name is Victoria Barella, and this dude over here to my left is...
My name is Johnny Moda. I'm co-hosting the show today with the host who's already now the show. It's not really about me, though. It's about our guests, and we're here with...
My name is Gino Villico, application engineer and
consultant. Hey, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're excited. You know what? Just out of ignorance and sort of the devil's advocate, what exactly or who exactly is PowerSoft?
So PowerSoft is an amplifier manufacturer.
Okay.
But primarily producing high power amplifiers in the touring and stuff.
Okay. And obviously you're here at the show, correct?
Yep, we're exhibiting. We're in
Yeah, no problem.
5871.
5871, and what exactly are you showing there? If I were to leave the podcast station and go over to the show and visit you specifically, what could I see?
So we've got a few things going on. Primarily this year, we're trying to promote a new insert amplifier called the Quattro, which is a four-channel amplifier.
Ah, so I'm familiar with the, what is it, the Otto Canale?
The Otto Canale,
yeah. Okay.
So the Otto Canale we released a few years ago.
Okay.
And so the Quattro Canale is kind of a succession to that.
Okay.
It's, again, 4-channel amplifier platform, and it comes in three models. So there's a 4804, which is 1200 watts per channel.
Okay.
A 2404, which is 600 watts per channel, and a 1204, 300 watts per channel.
And I could be way off base, but the amplifier itself is DSP, and are they digital DSP? Is that correct, or no?
And so, yeah, within those three models, we have a standard version, which is no DSP.
Okay.
And we also have a DSP plus non-DSP. So, an incredible amount of DSP horsepower built into the amplifier. Plus
well, I would love to refer to my host over here, Victoria Briller, who, am I wrong in saying that you mastered in audio?
I studied my undergrad, in live and installed audio. I did start in programming, but I kind of thought it was just dry and boring, so I went over to audio. I thought it was really fun. And then eventually I merged the programming and like AV. I'm currently programming for Crestron Lighting. So lighting is not my thing. I kind of got pulled into it, but it's kind of under the umbrella of AV still. I guess I do have a question for you. As a young professional in the industry, maybe 2 years in, can you give us me and other people coming into the industry some tips for us, maybe? There's a lot to handle, obviously, at Infocom 2017, but in general, just about the industry, what can we expect? Any tips?
I would say try to learn as much as possible. There's a lot out there, and keeping up to speed with new projects, new developments, reading white papers, going to Infocom, listening to podcasts. Just keeping informed is really the best way to learn more about the industry.
What do you think is the most changing in the industry? Any kind of trends that are changing rapidly more than others?
Sure, I think the trend toward digital audio transport is really big one. So in the past 5 years, we've seen a pretty big shift going from analog audio to now everybody is going digital and analog solution. And now it's taking a step further and going toward AES-67 solution. So interoperable digital audio transport standards that help connect devices to each other.
And do you offer any training either at your booth or in the company or at Infocom?
Yep, absolutely. So part of my job as the engineer at PowerSoft is to head up training in the US and Canada. So I'm regularly doing workshops around the country, Canada as well, webinars.
Okay.
And at our booth, we have a kind of a install setup built. I am kind of heading up demonstrations there and education on our control software.
Very cool. Where can we, if anyone listening live right now, and they want to check out your products as we're talking for the next maybe 10 minutes, where can they find you guys online?
Sure. The best place is our website.
And are you guys on social medias?
We are. You can follow us on Facebook. I forget our exact Facebook name, but you can find a link to it on our website.
Yeah.
Just type in PowerSoft on Facebook.
what in your opinion, and you might be biased because you work for PowerSoft, what makes PowerSoft number one at what they do?
So PowerSoft, in the past 10, 15 years, has really gotten its start and has been known for very high power core amplifiers that were extremely reliable, extremely high power density, and very, very small form factor. The K-series, PowerSoft K10, K20s are, still some of the most powerful amplifiers on the market. It's still, one regulated enclosure. And so that's where PowerSoft really became known in the industry. And with that, extremely high reliability. All of our products are made in Italy, right next to our headquarters in Florence. And so that adds a lot to the product reliability. It allows us to have very, very high quality control over what's going out the door.
What's your coolest, project or who you've teamed up with your products? Who can you at least talk about that is maybe your favorite, your coolest, or the company's coolest showcase?
And if we can't say names, maybe.
Oh, there you go. Hey. We've got a tool here. Our Mint Series platform is used on Twitter to lead members to power their monitor, right? I probably can't mention names, but many of the deep attraction in this area utilize our installed products, Octave Finale X Series. And what else? On the touring side,
cool.
So it's a very widespread growing person.
Yeah, so why would someone pick you guys over the next guy over?
So I'll go back to reliability and power density.
Right.
So if we talking about let's take our touring fire version, flagship touring amplifiers. It's an amplifier that delivers 3,000 watts of four ohms in a single rack unit, and it's four channels, and there's really nothing else on the market that can compete with it, that power density. That's in the touring world. This is really important because it helps to it minimizes the amount of rack space that's needed, and ultimately, if you can reduce the rack space, you minimize the amount of racks you take with you on the road, so you reduce the torque effect, and it kind of cascades. So one thing leads to another, and then what you end up with is just a very, very efficient package. I should also mention that the amplifiers are 85-90% efficient, so there's a big savings in power consumption as well, and the amount of cooling that's required.
Sure. Are you demonstrating these in your booth?
In my area, we have some X Series products available. Demonstrating them.
Very cool. John, do you have any more questions?
Let's see. What's your business model? Direct to dealer, distribution, both?
I would say worldwide market, it's a distribution model.
Okay.
The U.S. is a little bit unique in that we have separately established as a PowerSoft in the U.S.
Okay.
And with that, we have a rep network that goes to the
database.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, let's see,
So are you only in the U.S. or are you all over the world?
Yeah.
And then do you see any products being used more in America versus in other countries? Maybe this one's a favorite in the U.S. and this is a favorite in London and this one's a favorite in whatever. So.
Yeah, so I would say U.S. market has to work with us. So our install product, like the Octave Finale, is very popular. There in Quattro Finale, which we introduced, we expect to go to. Internationally, our K-Series product is very, very well known and established, especially in Europe and Central Latin America. And, really it's a big mix of everything, but those are kind of the two ones.
Why do you think that is? That the U.S. just has, mostly House of Worship maybe being popular, the other ones, the K-Series?
K-Series, yeah. So, to the Central Latin American countries, there's a lot more touring happening right in the U.S. Compared to the U.S. market. So in the U.S. market, we have a really, really substantial base in installing out with House of Worship and everything. But I think it just really depends, region to region, who's doing a lot of touring, who's doing a lot of install. Here in the U.S., it's a pilot level installing touring, maybe just a bit more difficult.
Sure. That's very cool. I've just recently, through these at least these interviews today, I've noticed that, yeah, there's a, I wouldn't know that the U.S. has a little bit different, and then, you know, all over the world has another product that's a favorite, so that's interesting to hear in certain companies what's what. Cool. So, again, can you remind us of the booth number and where we can find you online? Very cool. Any last words, Johnny? Any Johnny-isms for us today, or anything about info?
No Johnny-isms, but I should note that obviously you can find all Infocom 2017 coverage via ravepub.com, but go to their microsite specifically for Infocom blogs, podcasts, social media, interviews, all that and the above at ravepubs.com/Infocom2017 is the micro website for that specifically. If you want to hear Victoria and I all week long exhausting ourselves to get the message out about all the cool people here like PowerSoft and everything they have to offer, go to that same website. It's ravepubs.com/Infocom2017/live. And that will get you our calendar. You can tune in every 20 minutes from 9 to 5 on East Coast time to tune in and listen to the trade show coverage on the Trade Show Minute, which is a Rave Pubs radio show that Victoria and I host.
Yeah.
She's more the host. I'm the co-host. It's not really about me. I just kind of hang out and let the two pros talk about cool stuff. And then obviously follow Rave Pubs at Rave Pub, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Barella Victoria _ is Victoria to my right. You can't see her, but she's there. I'm at JMoto3. And then also every day at the end of the show, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Joel Rollins and Gary Kay will do Rave TV wrap-up of the trade show. So you get a little...
That's Facebook Live.
It might be Facebook Live, but again, I'm sure you could probably find that under ravepubs.com/Infocom2017. Gino, thank you so much for talking about your wonderful products and everything that's new. And we would love to have you back when you have the... I don't even know what the Latin word for A is because my brain is so working so bad for your HMO canali and assuming that that's the next phase. I'm just guessing.
You never know.
Well, thanks again for being on our show, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you.